Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so glad that I can spend time with you in this teaching, and I believe that this teaching of the Word of God will really encourage you and change your life, and I believe that you're going to put this teaching into practice. I would like to talk about taking control of every negative thoughts in our mind. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you will speak to us and help us to have the right mindset, to have the right thought, to reject the negative thoughts, and we can have victory because we have the faith in your promises and your will for us, Lord. We ask the Holy Spirit to teach us, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, "Don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then God will work in your life and you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." We would like to submit to God and allow His Word to really renew our mind, our thoughts. And we need to remove the negative thoughts of the system of the world and allow the promise of God, the Word of God, to really work in our mind and in our heart. That's what the Bible tried to say. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." The Bible emphasizes that we need to think what is true, what is right, what is noble, what is praiseworthy. The way we think and the way we talk will determine our destination and our future. I believe that you know that there is recording constantly playing in our minds. Something can come in our mind, and that recording in our mind keep playing all the time, telling us who we are. The problem is, many times the recording is unbiblical, worldly, and negative. Maybe you are hearing thoughts like, "I am not attractive. I don't have a good personality. I am too old to make a difference. I have made too many mistakes." Those kind of replaying and recording idea keep going in our mind. The good news is you have the power of the Holy Spirit to control your recording or what is in your mind. You don't have to let those negative thoughts keep playing again and again. You can turn off the old recording and put on a new one filled with the promises and the goodness of God. This is the reason why I make so many teaching in the internet, so that people can hear the word and their mind will be renewed. It is so important to pay attention to what is going through your mind every day. Don't go through life being against yourself or being negative about yourself, or focusing on your faults and your weaknesses and feeling inferior. Too many people go through life replaying thoughts of what they are not and how they don't measure up. I am reminded of a powerful truth in the scripture that David discovered. I would like to read that to you. In Psalm chapter 139, verse 14, King David said, "I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way." That is the truth. imagine going through the day with these words in your mind. I am amazing. I am marvelous. I am wonderful. I am a masterpiece of God. It is going to take boldness to believe what God says about you, that you are amazing, you are marvelous, you are wonderfully made. If you are going to become who you were created to be, you have to get in agreement with God. You cannot go around feeling intimidated, thinking you are average, and that you don't have much to offer to your family, to your church, or to the kingdom of God. I encourage you to start playing the right recording. This is the right recording according to the Bible. I am blessed. I am redeemed. I am forgiven. I am valuable. I am precious in the eyes of God. I am the apple of His eyes. I am a masterpiece. Before Walt Disney launched a very successful company, and he produced resorts, theme parks, film, television, studios, retail, and so much more, Mr. Walt Disney launched his first animation company in 1921. This early effort ended in bankruptcy because of too much debt. Mr. Disney never gave up, though. Even after several more failures, he kept moving forward and did not let the obstacles of life stop his dream from coming into reality. He deleted the negative and focused on the truth. He was thinking, I know I am valuable. I know I have what it takes to be successful. He understood an important principle. You cannot tell yourself negative, defeating, and limited words and reach your potential. You cannot be successful if you keep replaying the negative thoughts about yourself. Words are like seeds. They have power. If you let them take root, and they will grow and become what was said. It is great when the words are positive and pushing you forward toward the destination that God has in store for you. But every person has negative words spoken over them. People who try to bring discouragement to them, and that negative word may be in store in here and keep replaying. When those negative words come against you, delete them and focus on what God says about you and who He created you to be and to do. You do this by taking inventory of what is playing in your mind every day. Any defeated thoughts, thoughts that you feel that you are unworthy or not good enough, please delete them all from your mind. Quit dwelling on them. Then take it one step further. Put on a new recording. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 say, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. You need to guard your mind, your thoughts, your heart. What are you meditating on? If you're meditating on the negative things about yourself, putting yourself down, thinking that you are a failure, that will make your life unsuccessful. You will be amazed at what happens when you go through the day telling yourself what God says about you instead of listening to negative thoughts like, you are ordinary. There is nothing special about you. You are not that attractive. Delete, delete, delete those negative thoughts. Play the new recording. I am a masterpiece. I am one of a kind. I have seeds of greatness in me. We spend time every morning getting ready for the day, taking a shower, combing our hair, putting the makeup on. We put effort into looking the best we can, and that is good, so that we can go out to work. But just think of what would happen if we would take 5 minutes every morning to get our inner person ready for the day. Your own mind, your own thoughts. What would happen if before you leave your house, you would remind yourself of who you are in Christ? You say to yourself in front of the mirror, I am strong, I am attractive, I am good looking, I'm disciplined, I'm focused, I have the wisdom of God, I'm blessed by God, I'm beautiful, I'm amazing, I'm wonderfully made. Take time to speak those positive declarations over yourself. If you will do this in the morning, it will get that new positive recording in your mind, starting off in the right direction. The more you do this, the more it will become part of who you are. Just like negative words, get down into your subconscious and hold you back from moving forward toward the plan of God. Positive words will push you forward toward the destiny that God has for you. You might even want to make a list of the positive things. Place it on your phone or post it on your bathroom mirror or on your computer at work. Several times a day, read over your list of positive declarations and get them down into your spirit. The more you dwell on the right thoughts, the less room there is in your mind for the wrong thoughts. The enemy would not be trying to stop you if there were no amazing things for your future. The enemy knows that God created you so unique, wonderfully made for something special in this generation, for the kingdom of God. He will use people. He will use negative words. And how have you been mistreated in the past by your friend or by your relative to hurt you and to get that negative recording playing all the time in your mind? The devil knows that there is nothing more powerful than what you believe about yourself. What you believe about yourself, what you tell yourself, will determine whether you will become who you were created to be. Don't let what someone said cause you to feel less than what God created you to be. I learned that lesson. When I first moved to America, I could not speak English very well. I'm a tiny guy, and a lot of American doctors look at me with despising eyes, contacts. They look at me from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes. And when I walk into the veteran hospital, the veterans from the Vietnam War look at me with anger because they thought that I used to be in North Vietnam. So I was looked down upon by these people. But every time I noticed that they looked down on me, I say in my heart, I'm a child of God. Jesus died for me. I'm a son of the King of all kings. I don't depend on your opinion about me. I depend on the opinion of God about me. And I will not be held back. I'm going to move on. It is time to put on a new recording. A new recording say, you are wonderfully made. You are equipped by God. You are empowered by the Holy Spirit. You are anointed. You have everything that takes you to go to the destiny and bring the blessing into your life. God is breathing life, health, and hope in your direction. He calls you a masterpiece. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 say, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. If anyone speaks something that doesn't line up with God's truth, delete it from your mind ASAP. You have to protect your recording. Do not let it become contaminated. When Moses sent 12 men to scout out the promised land, 10 came back with negative reports. They told Moses that they did not have a chance and that the enemy was too big. They said, "We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." Numbers chapter 13, verse 33. "We saw the Nephilim there. The descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." Wow. Notice that all these 10 spies saw themselves as grasshoppers. They did not say the giants called them grasshopper. The men said, "We seem like grasshopper in our own eyes." They went in with a grasshopper mentality. Their thinking was contaminated before they got there. Opposition against your life does not determine who you are. The person who determines who you are is God, and he said that in the Bible. In fact, opposition simply revealed who you are, that you're bigger than the problem. All these spies saw all the enemies as giants. If you have a grasshopper mentality like them, you are not going to see your enemies properly. They are going to look too big for you. Don't say, "I cannot beat this illness." Don't say, "I cannot get out of debt." Don't say, "I will never accomplish my dream." The problem is not the giants, not the debt, not the illness. The problem is your thinking. You have been infected with a grasshopper mentality. To combat this, you have to declare who you are in Christ. There were two other spies in the story, Joshua and Caleb, who had a completely different report. They saw the same giants, yet they told Moses they were well able to go in at once and take the land. What was the difference between Joshua and Caleb and the 10 spies? Joshua and Caleb's thinking was not contaminated. They had the right recording playing. They knew that the God who was for them was greater than the forces that were against them. When you are playing the right recording, you will have a bonus, a faith, a confidence to take a new ground that others would think it's impossible. Which group are you in? You are in the group of Joshua and Caleb? Or are you one of the 10 spies? Are you playing the wrong recording? If so, you can change after you listen to this teaching. Start deleting the lies and replace them with what God says about you. Every morning, take time to get your inner person ready. Start the day off making positive affirmations over yourself. Then all through the day, keep that recording playing. Do not let the negative in. Declare the promises of God over yourselves. "I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am talented. I am creative. I was made in the image of God. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I am free. I am powerful. I am valuable. I am precious. I am anointed. I am equipped. I am beautiful. I am wise. I am amazing. I am wonderfully made. I am a child of the Most High God. I have seeds of greatness in me. I am more than a conqueror. I will become all God has created me to be. I am highly favored. I am an obedient child of God. I'm full of faith. I'm full of love in Jesus' name." Remember, you can control your recording in your mind. You don't have to let those negative thoughts keep playing. You can turn off the old negative recording and put on a new one, filled with the promises, goodness, and the blessing of God. And you can see victory in your life. I believe that you will put this teaching into practice, and from now on, decline, refuse, reject negative thoughts about yourself. look at yourself the way God look at you, and you are blessed, you're strong. I believe that the Holy Spirit will help you. Thank you so much for listening to this teaching. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will help your children who are listening to this teaching to have the right mindset, to renew their mind when they hear the word, when they read the Bible. Lord, help them to guard their heart, and you shall use them, lift them up to the next level, Father, and the devil cannot destroy them. Help them to forget and to delete all the negative words that they heard from other people, Lord. But they're going to look at themselves from God's perspective. In Jesus' name, bless them indeed. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. I'm so thirsty.